Why don't you tell us your story? I know you just came from the police station, and why were you filing a report? What all happened?
On Saturday night, I was heading from my house in Upper Fells Point up to Hamden to meet up with some friends, and the bike path on the maps and everything is, and it's a nice route when the conditions are right. It goes up Guilford Avenue, past the over the bridge that goes over 83, and then up to eventually all up to Hamden, pretty much. But I was heading up there around 9:15 or so, and there was just a bunch of kids hanging out, and I continued biking up through there, and I go past them. I look over my shoulder because I sensed somebody was running after me, and I was right. Somebody was coming after me, and then I saw a bottle just whiz past my head, land in the street in front of me, and then I was ready to go, but it was uphill after a long climb, and I was I'm not an athlete or anything, so it was just try to go, but can't go as fast as I want to. And then another group started coming from the opposite direction, which the video on YouTube you can see was pretty scary because it's like all of a sudden everybody's coming from everywhere, and I ended up going down and dropping my lock, having to reach for the lock, and I just remember ducking, covering, and yelling "help, help, help" at the top of my lungs. And I think an ambulance in the distance had scared them enough to get them to run off. And people were out relatively quickly, and really helpful people. I really appreciate that. My fellow Baltimoreans could come out and see how I was doing. I owe them a beer if I ever see them.
What was going through your head, though? I mean, you know, it's after 9 o'clock. Is that usually a safe time for you to bike? Is that okay to bike around Guilford Avenue then?
It's Baltimore. Each block can be different around here. It's a beautiful city, especially this week, to bike around, and the weather's great. One of the reasons why I decided to take the afternoon off and talk to you. But it's great. There's just occasionally a block or two where the situation is dire enough that people need to do that for fun. It's unfortunate, but...
So when you notice that there were some teenagers, because you can see in the video that you pass like one... You actually passed another, I think, a gentleman and somebody else with a bike on the right-hand side. And as you continued on your path, then you kind of see sporadically some teenagers in different areas, but kind of close to each other on both sides of the street.
Yeah.
At that point, did you kind of get suspicious something might be up, or did it actually take the bottle whizzing past your head?
I think any informed cyclist in Baltimore has heard that two-block area right there is dangerous at night alone. I should have thought of that going up the hill, but... in the winter, it didn't seem to be a problem, but the weather was so nice, everybody was out. This happened last year in the spring. I think I talked to one of the Bike More people. That's the advocacy group for biking in Baltimore. And they pulled up a date that this happened exactly 1 year ago to the day.
To someone else?
To someone else on the same spot. So it happens every year. One of the reasons why I came in was to talk was that... last year, I feel like it was just sort of shrugged off. The police force is a little short-handed right now, and they have been for a while. Last year, they just sort of blew it off and said, you know, it's too bad. We'll try to patrol the area a little more. And it kept happening.
So you were wearing a GoPro, right, on your helmet? You were wearing a camera on your helmet?
Not that brand, but a similar concept. It's a lot cheaper. If it takes a beating, if I go down hard and it breaks, it's not a huge loss, but it's enough to catch good and bad behavior when you're out on the road.
So was that your attempt, was to try and catch some bad behavior? Is that why you went on that block with a camera? Because most people don't wear a camera when they're biking at night, usually.
I wear it when I go to work every day. I commute around the Inner Harbor, so there's distracted tourists, people on cell phones. I guess I could tell the story of what happened to a friend of mine last spring. He was biking down in Fells Point. I was following him. A truck pulled right in front of him and knocked him down to the ground and bent up his wheels and everything, scraped him up, and the truck stopped for a second and then took off. And I chased after the truck, and we eventually got him to stop when he got into the cobblestone of Fells Point, and he denied it. He denied that he did anything wrong, and what I saw with my two eyes was not good enough. And I was like, you know, if I had a camera, I could probably take this to somebody that could do something more about it. But in that situation, I felt so helpless that I was like, what's it going to hurt? Go out and buy a $40 camera, zip tie it to the top of my helmet, and just have it for just-in-case situations. You never know.
So was that your that was part of this, or do you really feel, I mean, was any of this behind what you were doing planned, that you thought you would be in an area where someone would attack you and you can get caught and shed light on this issue?
My biggest fear on the road is drivers. A car can do a lot more damage even than a group of teenagers, I feel like.
But in this particular case, Mike, was that your intention at all?
No, I was going to hang out with friends in Hamden. Go and have a sip drink with an old friend. Sip a beer with an old friend. And yeah, it was not planned at all. It was just I do it all. It's one of the habits, just when I get going, hit my button, get recording, and 99.9% of the time, there's nothing. Occasionally, I'll catch a truck parked in a bike lane and send it to somebody, just raise a stink. But
so again, what was going through your head? Did you think you were going to get seriously beaten? When you watch that video, you can hear, I mean, the camera cuts off at the end, but you can hear the sound of what sounds like they were beating you against the head.
Well, yeah, that's why the camera went off. It hit enough force that the camera battery, I guess, came loose, and it stopped recording. Amazingly, it saved the video. But I'm just sort of, it seems like a blur. Even the next day, I couldn't watch it for the first half of the day, but when I watched it in the afternoon with the sound on, I heard, like, laughter, and that really drove me up the wall. I heard them sort of yell something, and sort of that's when everybody came out, which makes me wonder if they sort of had planned something, but who knows? It's just a shame that kind of violence is what some kids find entertaining.
Now, you rode here on your bike as well, and so I guess it hasn't deterred you or hasn't stopped you from doing that? You're not concerned about becoming a victim of a crime?
I'll change my route around, but I don't think it's going to keep me from my preferred mode of transportation. Biking is economical. It's faster in a lot of ways. So believe it or not, I can get to work in 10 minutes on my bike. If I drive, it's 25. So, and that's 2 miles. Everybody knows downtown traffic.
Sure.
But I don't think it's going to deter me from biking. It'll just help. It'll remind me to pick my routes, hand my exit strategies if I get in a situation where it's all uphill and people are coming at me.
Where do you go from here? You filed a police report officially?
I did it at my lunch break, and it was so nice that I just decided to stay out for the afternoon. But, I went and filed it. I've spoken with some of the bike advocacy people. It took me 2 days of thinking about it to sort of decide that I didn't want to just let it lie. I don't expect anybody's going to get caught from a blurry video, but maybe people could be more informed about some dangerous areas in the town. Maybe they could put some pressure on the community associations to have people keep an eye on areas, or maybe even have police try to take up foot patrols, because obviously whatever they're doing in their radio cars up there isn't working, or else there wouldn't be at 9:30 at night a whole bunch of kids hanging out on the sidewalk causing trouble and then nobody doing anything about it.
Did you ever fear that you weren't going to make it out of that?
It was too fast to even think about it. My big thing was cover and yell as loud as I could until it ended. And it ended pretty quick, luckily. And I have to say, only scratches. You can't see it on radio, but I've got one big swollen thumb and that's it.
I can see it.
Other than that, no bruises or anything. So I got out really lucky, but I'm afraid that the next time somebody like me will just try to defend themselves with a knife, or some kid will get stabbed, or maybe it'll go worse than a knife. Maybe somebody will have a gun. That's the last thing the city needs, is more murders. So keep everybody informed so people don't have to, they can make smarter decisions and try to avoid it rather than try to fight back.
Mike Bowman, thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about what happened to you. And we wish you all the best.
Great. Thanks.